Closing argument, Biden, Harris turned to celebrities for election eve events in Pennsylvania. By David Ng on November 1, 2020. The Biden-Harris ticket is counting on the combined star power of Lady Gaga and John Legend to help conclude the campaign on a high note and perhaps secure Pennsylvania's hotly contested 20 electoral votes. The two pop stars are set to perform at separate Biden campaign events in Pennsylvania on Monday evening. Lady Gaga is expected to take the stage with Joe Biden in Pittsburgh, where the Democratic nominee will address a drive-in crowd, according to multiple reports. Biden is banking on driving out support in the state after coming under fire for his stance on fracking, saying during the presidential debate that should he win the White House, America would transition from the oil industry. Fracking is a major industry that provides thousands of jobs in the Keystone State. Lady Gaga was among the more than 140 musicians and filmmakers in 2012 who campaigned against fracking. "This place, Pennsylvania, is filled with good-hearted people that Joe Biden loves. He's a good friend. He's the president this country needs to bring us back together," Lady Gaga tweeted Sunday. The Oscar and Grammy-winning pop star grew up on New York's posh Upper West Side. In her tweet, she played up her ties to Pennsylvania, saying that she lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for a period, reportedly, when she was dating actor Taylor Kinney. John Legend will be in Philadelphia on Monday evening, where he will join Kamala Harris and her husband, attorney Doug Emhoff. The pop star attended the University of Pennsylvania, like President Trump, where he studied English. "It is so urgent that we get this terrible human, Trump, out of office," Legend tweeted on Saturday. "He's the absolute worst person to lead this nation out of this crisis." The singer was reacting to President Trump's correct assertion that doctors get more money when a patient is marked as having COVID-19. Coronavirus relief legislation created a 20% premium, or add-on, for COVID-19 Medicare patients, according to fact-check by USA Today. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.